From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
This is Scrapbook, Lake of the Woods County. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we take a look at the story behind the big tourism boom of Lake of the Woods County, how that came about, who was involved with it, and how it remains to be one of the top industries in the county. It's the tourism industry in Lake of the Woods County with Marlis Hurst of the Lake of the Woods County Historical Society on this edition of Scrapbook. Now we're going to talk about the mid-20s. Now this saw the rise of another valuable industry that to this day is still reaping great rewards for Lake of the Woods. Let's talk about the touring industry, how that came about, the great things that came up. Where was the first resorts? Let's talk about the early days of what became a very valuable industry in Lake of the Woods, the touring industry.
The tourism industry started really small with just a couple of little resorts, just catering to a few people who wanted to come up. It was always a great hunting and fishing area. There was a lot of traveling up on Lake of the Woods, a lot of early pictures of duck hunting and moose hunting and the fishing, of course, for the walleye, the muskie, the sturgeon, although the sturgeon population really dwindled as the commercial fishing continued. These resorts were just small little enterprises, and it just, over the years, it just continued to grow, and the resorts multiplied, and as the commercial fishing was phased out, they seemed to probably increase a little bit more in their size, and they continue today to be a huge part of the county. One change we've seen since the early or mid years of the fishing is that in recent years it's been a lot of ice fishing. And that probably has come about since just the last few decades that ice fishing has been the popular thing.
And when people talk about Lake of the Woods, too, they talk about the resorts. And one of the earlier resorts is the Wigwam Resort, the very well-remembered, well-respected Wigwam Resort. Can you talk a little bit about how that came about and some of the other people that kind of added, contributed to, the tourism industry, whether it be a resort or whatever, to kind of help this along and get it going?
Well, the Klemick family was responsible for the Wigwam Resort, and it started really as a hunting club or a private club and then just grew into a resort. Pete Klemick and the Klemick family started it. He was also, Pete was a pilot, and they just created a clientele and just kind of mushroomed from there. Another early resort would be the McGuire's, and that is today is known as Wheeler's Point Resort. That would be in the same time frame as the Wigwam. And the third one would be Morris Point. Those were some of the very, very earliest in the 1930s. Then adding to that would be Adrian's. Jesmy's would be another early resort. Many of them now have been around for quite a long time. But in the 40s and 50s, there continued to be more. In the 60s, more yet. And so now there's quite a few resorts, not only on that end, but also the Arneson's. That was initially a commercial fishing operation and then included resort at some point, and now is strictly a resort. That's at Rocky Point. There are resorts in the Zippel Bay area, as well as the Bostic Creek area. Ken Marquis, Cyrus Resort would be some of the earlier ones there. Randall's. And they all have grown to include dining facilities, and it was interesting in the 1970s when I was growing up, there was live music everywhere and nightlife that isn't always the case in some communities without this type of a tourist influx.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.